Good morning. This is Marco with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, May 31st. In the news this morning, lower prices again here. July corn down 11¾ cents, 582¼. July wheat down 16½ cents, 574½. And July beans down 24¼ cents at 1272. We keep moving lower despite, you know, most of the rain being taken out. There's maybe some spotty showers here and there, maybe a tenth of an inch in a couple of places, maybe a half an inch in one or two places, but not very much. And we're temperatures, yesterday we were in the 90s in Chicago, we're back into the 90s today. So we're certainly hotter and drier, yet the market keeps falling apart. The big question is, why is it? I think it's a couple of things. Number one, the demand for grain has been terrible. The Russians keep pounding the world wheat market. They're selling wheat at $230 a ton out here. That's below their 275 floor. So that's putting pressure on. Another thing that hasn't been talked about too much is the COVID situation in China. There are some people that think it's getting much worse. So that could be part of the problem out here that people just aren't talking about. Obviously, the crops are in pretty good shape. We've got 92% of the corn planted versus 84 on average. 83% of the beans planted versus 65. Corn, the first rating now is 69% good to excellent. The wheat is 34 good to excellent. That's up from 31. Spring wheat is now 85% planted versus 86 on average. The U.S. did buy some more wheat. That certainly doesn't help our wheat market. They bought 30,000 metric tons of Polish wheat, 30,000 metric tons of German wheat. Looks like that total is now close to 300,000 metric tons. So, you know, how low is low out here? We generally make our lows the first Monday of the month, so that wouldn't be technically until next Monday, but it could be the first day of the month, you know, maybe tomorrow. It's really hard to say in here. I would say that this market kind of reminds me a lot of the 1983 market, where despite a very hot and dry June, prices made their low. I think it was on June 29th. The next day we had the crop report, which included the pick acres. It was hot and dry over the 4th of July weekend, and the market exploded and we rallied the beans about $3 a bushel and corn about $1 a bushel. That's what it kind of feels like to me in here. But in the meantime, we keep pressuring these markets. And we've got to find either some demand out here or the trade's got to get concerned about the weather, which so far they're not concerned at all. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.